I think so, because we would provide a new model. That's what we need, a new model, a new reference point. People do not live their lives generally with the reference point of giving set before them. As they look around, they see some giving, but it's the exception, not the rule, and it's at very low levels, and it's not substantial. It's not by any stretch sacrificial. And because of that, that is the norm. One would feel weird to give away large amounts of income. I mean, to do an R.G. Letourneau and give away 90% of your income. And by God's grace, Nancy and I have been able to be in that neighborhood of the 90% that's been given away, and actually counting the royalties, I guess now it would be more like a 95% of our income, because I'm in a position where, well, we're not making a large income, but God has faithfully provided for us a large income apart from the royalties. The royalties come to our ministry, so I'm not counting that. But the choice to give away the great majority of what comes in because you still have plenty is a choice which has brought incredible joy to us. And historically, there's reasons that you know, but that I don't have time to get into here as to how that happened.
Right.
But God blessed us by teaching us a way that now that we don't have to do that anymore, we do it, and we're committed to doing it as far as we know the rest of our lives, because why would we not do it when it has made such a difference in the kingdom of God? And it's that where your treasure is, your heart will be also. See, we think of it as exactly the opposite. We think, okay, your heart gets moved towards something, and then your treasure follows your heart. Well, that's true to a certain extent. But years ago, I realized that Nancy and I didn't have a heart for missions the way that we once had. And I felt like, you know, why do we not have this heart for missions? And I thought, well, we just need to give to missions, even though we may not be all that motivated. Well, sure enough, we start giving to missions. The more we give to missions, and now I'm talking about above and beyond our regular giving to our local church, which in our case was the minimum of the 10%, closer to 15%, but beyond that, above and beyond, to the poor, to missions and all that, you know what? The more we gave, the more our hearts moved toward missions and toward the poor, the more we cared about it. Because if you give to some orphanage in Cambodia, and you give to you know, church planting in Nigeria, then when an earthquake comes to that part of the world, your heart is immediately concerned, because you've invested there. And it's the analogy that I've used. If you want to have a heart, if you want to have your heart in Microsoft or IBM or General Motors, there's a real easy way to do it. Buy up shares. Buy up shares, and then you'll care. Buy up shares in God's kingdom, and you'll care about it. Buy up shares in the poor, and you'll care about the poor. How do you buy up shares? By giving. You give, and the money that belongs to God but has been entrusted to you goes there. Where your treasure is, there your heart will follow. That was a promise of Jesus.